This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The time is 1:03 in the wee hours of Christmas morning. Ebenezer Scrooge sits by the side of his bed, contemplating the purpose behind these visiting ghosts. Is he really such a bad man? Is he being judged? Or perhaps these guests are warning him in an attempt to give him a second chance.
What was that?
But all those thoughts will have to wait, because the ghost of Christmas present has just arrived.
I'm the ghost of Christmas present.
You're tiny.
Oh, yes. I'm not the tallest ghost in the world, I must admit.
No, but I mean, you're really small.
Not that small. There are ghosts who are smaller than me.
But I can barely see you.
Okay, all right. I'm a small ghost, I get it. Are you done? Are you finished? You want to add anything else? Or can I take you on a little trip now?
Not another trip. You're not going to take me back to my high school like the last ghost did, are you?
Think about it, genius. He was the ghost of Christmas past. I'm the ghost of Christmas present. No time travel here. We're just going to pop down a couple of blocks.
Okay. And how will we get there? A puff of smoke? A magic carpet?
No. We're going to ride an invisible dragon.
Oh, really?
No. We're going to walk, you pinhead. What do I look like, the Tooth Fairy?
Moments later, the ghost of Christmas present and Ebenezer Scrooge found themselves looking into the home of Bob Cratchit and his son, affectionately known as Tiny Tim.
Bob Cratchit! Why would you take me to his filthy hole of a home? It's a dirty and smelly hole.
Well, you're dirty and smelly and I'm hanging out with you.
I am the...
Just watch...
Tim, I'm afraid I have some very disappointing news.
What is it, Dad?
Well, you know how your wheelchair doesn't have any wheels yet.
Yes.
And I promised to buy you 2 wheels for Christmas.
Yes.
Well, I can only afford one.
I understand, Dad. That's okay.
I'm afraid it gets a little bit worse.
How could it possibly get any worse?
It's a steering wheel.
Why, that's horrible. I never knew. When did it get so bad at the Cratchit home?
The day Bob Cratchit started working for you.
Ugh, what have I done?
The long walk home gave Ebenezer Scrooge much to contemplate, but his night was far from over. He still had one visitor to come. The scariest visitor of them all. The Ghost of Christmas Future.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.